So, starting off with, we're talking about how to do all of this cross-platform tracking. We've already had plenty of good reasons why to do this in the first place. What's the impetus? Why should we actually dedicate resource to having a decent solution across each of different possible platforms? I'll be having a look at the possible different ways of attacking, just doing exactly that, tracking it and reattribution each of the activity across various different platforms. So we'll start off with a nice cheesy question for this type of seminar. How many devices do you use to access the web, typically? So let's have a quick show of hands. Two, typically, yeah, two, three, four. Fair enough, I'll just stop there, because really, certainly in my case, it's actually much more than that. So you have a personal phone, a work phone, a personal computer, a work computer, a PlayStation 3. I'm probably actually showing off all the tech I've got actually here, so I apologize.
And also
smart TVs as well. So there's a whole myriad of different technologies that can actually, when put together, give a true reflection of how people are engaging with the web. At the moment, of course, it's just very, very siloed tracking methodologies that have been used to show how people are actually engaging with your website and then converting on your website. So in terms of actually conversion attribution the way it exists at the moment, then this is the problem. It only tracks one particular platform at a time. So you can actually have, for example, in this case, poor retargeting methods if you can't see how people engage differently with a mobile version of the site compared to a desktop version of the site as well.